Eco-friendly vehicles for fuel savings and green lifestyle. Eco-friendly cars use alternative fuels and electricity and come with different fuel-saving features. Customers can choose from an array of different automobiles such as hydrogen hybrid, hydrogen fuel cell, and diesel hybrid. Manufacturers aim to produce affordable, reliable, and serviceable solutions. They offer series and parallel hybrid cars, and the main difference is in the way in which the wheels are powered. There are also electric cars that are equipped with a battery and powered by a motor. This is a great alternative to gasoline-powered vehicles that produces less harmful impacts. The battery is rechargeable. Benefits of eco-friendly vehicles and types. Green solutions include flexible fuel, compressed air, plug-in and a hybrid electronic, and clean diesel automobiles. Manufacturers also offer natural gas and neat ethanol cars. There are many benefits to buying an eco-friendly automobiles, including fast commuting times, tax incentives and rebates, energy security, and low fuel costs. Major highways are adding lanes that are specifically intended for green automobiles. Many governments also offer rebates and tax reduction to lower the cost of buying and maintaining a vehicle. Energy security and independence are added benefits given the fact that oil and gas are non-renewable sources. Hybrid automobiles use less fuel while electric ones are advertised as zero-emission cars. Electric cars offer plenty of benefits to users who are looking for ways to go green. In addition to fuel savings, the vehicle can be charged at different places, including gas stations and at home. There is no need to buy additional equipment to charge the battery. Still, savings are a major advantage. If driving 50 kilometers a day, this adds up to 1,500 kilometers in total. It would cost $148 per month. An electric automobile will cost less than $30 a month. Hybrid vehicles are another variety that offers considerable fuel savings. Car owners enjoy savings of up to 40% compared to traditional vehicles. The major downside of green cars is the high initial cost. The main difference between electric and hybrid cars is that electric vehicles are equipped with traction or electric motors and a battery. They don't use fuel and don't have an internal combustion engine. The idea behind using electric automobiles is that they don't pollute the environment while in operation. The reason is that they don't burn traditional fossil fuels. Ethanol cars are also considered eco-friendly vehicles because they run on wheat, barley, and corn-based fuels. In most cases, fuels contain gasoline and ethanol in a ratio of 15:85. The main advantage is that alternative fuels reduce greenhouse emissions and increase octane. There are also SOV cars that are modified to run on vegetable fuels. Vehicles can be converted to biodiesel as well. This is a good alternative for drivers who want to have a petroleum-free car. They can choose from three main types of fuel: vegetable oils, biodiesel, and regular diesel. The type of fuel to choose depends on different factors, and one is climate conditions. Petroleum diesel, for example, is the best option for those who live in colder climates. Some people opt for vegetable oils. The problem with them is that they are quite expensive. Moreover, they are not suitable for cold climates because vegetable oil turns into gel. Buying a green vehicle. The most important factors to consider when looking for an automobile are its base price, additional features and extras, gas mileage, and greenhouse gas score. Check the vehicle's air pollution score and annual fuel cost as well. There are several factors that determine the air pollution score of a vehicle, and one is the presence of pollutants such as formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, and nitrogen oxide. The rating is also based on the presence of hydrocarbons and non-methane gases. The pollution score also measures the volume of particulate matter, which is a mix of droplets and solid particles that can enter the lungs. The problem with particulate matter or PM is that the particles are of different shapes and sizes and include various chemicals and compounds. They are responsible for fine particle pollution. In addition to air pollution, They also lead to poor visibility, especially in regions with high humidity. The air pollution score is important because particulate matter is dangerous for human health. Long-term exposure has been associated with problems such as respiratory diseases, asthma, irregular heartbeat, and difficulty breathing. Besides the air pollution score, car buyers should look at the greenhouse gas score, which measures gases emitted by vehicles. Examples of low-emitting automobiles are passenger vehicles and light-duty trucks with a score of at least 6. In general, vehicles are scored on a scale from 1 to 10. The cleanest automobiles get 10 points and the dirtiest ones, 1 point. This score gives buyers an idea of whether the vehicle is designed for eco-friendly driving.